We would like to advise our listeners that the following conversation touches on depression and self-harm, but it also points the way to a healthier outlook. Stay with us. Magandang araw, Podmates! First, I'd like to thank all of you for helping us make Spotify's list of best new podcasts of 2021. It's been a year of engaging conversations that many of you listened to until the very end of the podcast. Spotify noticed that high retention rate, which we're very proud of, and we hope you'll stay until the end of this episode. A conversation with what many of us need right now, a counselor, psychologist, a life coach. Ladies and gentlemen, Ali Gi, a frequent guest on TV talk shows, and now here on our podcast. Magandang araw sa inyo.
Magandang araw sa inyong lahat. And everyone, hello. You know, sa dami ng tagapakinig nyo, hindi na natin alam kung morning, noon, or night. So hello everyone, hello and welcome sa ating mga chikahan today. Thank you for inviting me.
Salamat po. Magdadalawang taon na yung pandemya, no? You have talked to so many people and all of us have been under stress, no? No one is immune from the mental health pressures and stresses, no? What do you think has been the most effective coping mechanisms for people to stay mentally well, just based on what you've observed and learned in the last couple of years?
To be practical, plantito and plantitas, mm-hmm. Diba? And then people doing the TikTok. And of course, the social media was active this time. This is talaga searched in on social media. It helps people to learn and understand and engage with one another using very creative ways. So the way they cope, nako, I have a lot of friends, everyone, most of them, some went into being plantita, some went into being business, some went to TikTok, some went to being bloggers, or, you know, all of that. Extra learned skills were able to help people cope in this pandemic. And this is very
I'll ask you some of these, no? Yung unang pinanggit nyo, yung pagka-plantita, plantito, no? We know that this has become like not just a trend in the Philippines, but kind of a global fad, no? Is there a science behind that na nakakatulong sa ating mental health ang mga paghahalaman? Can you explain what plants have to do with our mental health?
Number one, alam natin, plants gives us oxygen. And our brain needs the oxygen. Plants and pets, eh, merong mga fur babies, ang dami din. You know why? It teaches us to nurture. It teaches us to be responsible. It teaches us routine. It also teaches us boundaries. Hindi pwede sa maraming sobrang tubig, mamamatay halaman. Paglagay ng tubig, dahan-dahan. Diba? So all of this combined is the mental aspect of why being a plantito, plantita, lover of pets, be very helpful during the pandemic because you learn to have a moment of time out from the routine that we do before the pandemic, diba? Before the pandemic, we were all in and out, in and out. Now, when the pandemic came, you have to stay put. But being stay put doesn't make you feel unproductive because you can create, you can nurture, you can help grow something, you can help change something. And of course, makikita mo yung result ng mga effort mo. So yun yung mga bagay-bagay na napakaganda and how it's related to being plantito-plantita.
At the same time, marami sa atin, no? We spend a lot of time alone, no? Kasi it's become dangerous to socialize, di ba? Kahit sa bahay lang, pwede rin tayong mahawa sa kamag-anak natin o mga kasama natin sa bahay. But being with plants and even animals is very safe.
It's very safe and you get to interact and you get to talk to them, and you get to see the output ng binigay mong pagmamahal. So of course, nandiyan yan, hindi sila nakakahawa. Yes, Awi, that's very good. I like it. Hindi sila nakakahawa. No threat at all of the virus. Yet, You can be productive and be free to touch, to be near. Walang social distancing sa hayop, di ba? Walang social distancing sa plantita. In fact, malapitan mga tinitignan natin. So, nandyan din yun. That's a big factor as well.
How about other habits and maybe omissions that are good for our mental well-being? No? Yung madalas napapag-usapan yung anong dapat role ng screen life o yung ating mga telepono and of course on our phones, nandyan yung ating social media, nandyan din yung maraming interaction sa iba't ibang tao, nandyan na rin yung balita. No? Can you put our mobile lives, our mobile phone lives in some perspective? Because there are studies that show that typically people look at their phones many, many times a day. How does this affect mental health?
The screen time that we used, okay, it's very important that we also understand. Not only do we read, we should be very careful also with the things that we read. Because remember, our mind is not a trash can. We do not put in trash. That's why I love Channel 7. Think before you click. Okay? But right now, fake news is very random. And a lot of people will see different, like, this virus can kill, this virus cannot kill. This. There's so many. Just remember, information overload will not be helpful. Now, the screen time right now, maganda din yan ha. Maganda sa akin din in a way because we learn. Karamihan dati before the pandemic, yung mga may edad, they don't even know touch phone. They don't know how to do banking on the phone. Right now, we can only do banking on the phone. Karamihan. Ayaw na nga natin maghawak-hawak. One time, I was in the grocery. A lady asked the cashier to just get the money from her wallet because she's wearing gloves and she doesn't want to touch her own money in the wallet. So you see, with the threat of the virus, people became more creative. But when we level up to be more creative, we learn new techniques. And part of learning new techniques is learning new technology. So the screen time is very important. You know, not only will it drain our eyes if we're not careful, di ba? I had my eyeglasses done. Ano sabi? Karamihan ngayon ang hinihingi. Dati yung mga yung paglabas, ba? Photograph. Ngayon, hindi na unang hinihingi sa mga eyeglasses natin. Anti-radiation niya. Diba? Anti-blue light na. Aba, yan na pala in the in ngayon. Because everybody's on screen time. It's okay to be on the internet. It's okay to be on your phone. But you have to be consciously responsible in handling these gadgets. These gadgets don't have life. You have life. You can think. So be very, very careful. The screen time is important. But remember, so is the health of your eyes. So is the health of your mind and your heart. Don't only think screen time lang.
Okay, you know, ang common habit kasi ng marami sa atin ay titingin tayo sa phone bago tayo matulog. Pag-gising natin sa umaga, ang unang gagawin natin ay titingin tayo sa phone. What do you think of that habit of so many people?
There's nothing wrong talaga naman to always be on your phone, no? Day and night. But always remember, there is a time for everything. Do not put all your time lang dyan sa screen time. Again, as I mentioned, mata mo will be compromised. Thinking mo will be compromised. Your everyday doing, your behavior will be compromised. Because imbis na mag-isip ka na magtumayo na, di ba? Pumunta na ng comfort room, mag-brush ka ng teeth, cellphone muna. Aba, delay pa yun. Di ba? Always remember, the news is there.
Lahat tayo, no, may stress, may pinagdadaanan na anxieties for those reasons you just described, no. Nakakatulong ba yung pag-usapan itong mga anxieties and stress natin sa kapwa, no? I mean, sa mga kaibigan, sa mga kamag-anak natin, mga kasama natin sa bahay, or is it more helpful to try to block them from our minds, try to, you know, forget about, you know, these sources of our anxieties and just try to, you know, take care of plants and huwag na natin banggitin sa kapwa itong mga nararamdaman natin.
At bakit hindi ko ka babanggitin? Babanggitin ko. Wait, our body, our mind is not a trash can. Ngayon sabi ko, anything you internalize it needs to also be released. Diba? Walang iniba. When you drink, when you put the a glass, tapos pinuno mo lahat ng tubig, you still have to bawasan mo for new and fresh water to come in. It's very okay talaga to tell how you feel to people who really will care. But you also should be responsible to whom you tell your issues about your life to people. Some people are responsible. Some people are just simply marites. Okay? So be very, very careful whom you say your issues to. Better to a professional. But again, it's okay if you have a trusted friend whom you can trust, who values you and respect you as a person, will not sell your stories to other people, then that's the kind of person you need. But if you don't have people like that, it's very okay to reach out. We, the mental health practitioners, nandito kami sa Psychological Association, you know, 700, that all of that, people will help you. Right now, don't try to keep it because it's unhealthy for your mental state. You have to learn to express it because just by saying it humbles you. Learning the right way to say it is a skill that we can learn.
Okay, there's that sharing verbally with our friends and loved ones. Meron naman na nagsishare sa social media nila, no? That's how they release I guess, no, some of these anxieties at saka yung kanilang stress, no. Nakakatulong din ba 'yan? Kasi syempre maraming magre-react din doon, ano? Mostly I guess sympathetic, pero parang ini-expose mo rin yung sarili mo sa kapwa in terms of, you know, yung ng mga pinagdadaanan mo eh.
Okay, I will share something, Howie. I am a psychologist and hindi naman ako mayabang. Meron siguro ako tatlo lang o dalawang followers. Okay?
Hindi naman siguro.
And my husband passed away due to COVID last September. And my Facebook account came in with a lot. I did not even announce it. I don't know how. Then a lot of, I would get 100 plus a day. In fact, ang dami, 800 plus ko messages posting on my, ano. So what I did was, hindi ko naman kaya naman post ganun. 1,800 plus, yeah. So instead of like that, I posted on Facebook and expressed how I feel. I did not say I'm okay. I say I am not okay. I am in a limbo. Just give me time. I will be better. It is not because I want to post it on Facebook, but sometimes because a lot of people go to you. And some people who follow me, I want them to also understand and to learn that, you know, it's okay not to be okay. If you are not okay, then don't say you're okay. Don't pretend that, okay lang pare, okay lang ako, lilipas din yan. Hindi yan lilipas. Hindi yan lilipas, believe me, everyone. Unless you do something about it. Why? Because it's a process. Hindi mo pwedeng laktawan. Hindi ka pwede from grade 1 to college. Hindi pwede ganun ang feeling. Ang feeling, dinadaanan mo. Sinusuyod mo yan. Hindi siya parate nandyan sa taas. Minsan bababa ka, minsan aangat ka, minsan babagsak ka mas malalim, meron aangat ka. Why? Because healing is a process. And this is one thing we should understand. If your healing is, you have to post on Facebook, you know, ang dami nang sabi that social media is bad. No, it's not. I follow GMA News. Social media is not bad. It's how you use the social media that makes it bad. Now, if you use it to influence and to help others heal and stand up again, use that influence to help others. Do not be greedy and just post what you ate. Use it not only to help yourself, but to help others. Kasi sa akin, okay lang basta you have boundaries. Hanggang dyan lang. Ha? Wag no ibisal.
In those very stressful moments, meron bang mental exercises na pwedeng gawin ng isang tao just to feel better? Like breathing exercises maybe, or reciting a mantra, prayer. I mean, how does those fit into this approach towards healing yourself?
I don't want to say something that I do not feel. I do not want to recite things that I don't, na nagiging mechanic ako. Well, for some people, they can meditate. Why not? But me, I pray and then I read. When I pray, I also listen. I did not detach myself. If you are already undergoing through a lot of pain, a lot of turmoil and confusion in your life, the worst thing to do is to disconnect with other people. Because if you disconnect with others, you do not see the helping hands there that are reaching out to help you. Sometimes we pray, di ba, Lord, bigyan mo naman ako ng sagot. Eh, minsan nandiyan ang sagot, ayaw mo lang tanggapin. Diba? So para sa akin, the best way is to connect with others and do not disconnect, especially when you are down, when you are in lowest pits. Please, there are people who care. They sincerely care for you.
You know, this is the age of quarantine, no? It's so difficult to connect. it's not like you can just go out and have dinner with others. Although, you know, nagiging madalas na rin yon ngayon dahil marami nang nabakunahan. But for the past 2 years, no, napakahirap mag-connect.
My husband passed away, Serge, September of this year.
My condolences.
Strange of all things, people connect. I felt it more. I felt the sincerity nila. I felt the words. I felt it in my heart more than if, you know, you just go to a wake. Go to a wake, you have to go to a wake so the person can see, di ba? But here, they really composed them. I'm sorry for your loss, feel na feel mo eh. So, para sa akin, totoo ha, it is how you perceive connection to be. It is how you accept it to be. If you are not grateful for little things, how will you appreciate the big things? I'm so thankful. How can you say thank you to all 1,800, almost 2,000 na tao? Diba? Just by a simple post, thank you so much. I am not okay now, but I will be better. Naku, dumagdag naman mga likes. Naku, mag-thank you na naman ako. You can connect. Do not think you cannot connect. during the time ng search and my husband passed away, I felt sincere pa ang mga tao, even message sa social media sa akin. Kaya you don't hear me saying message lang, because those words meant so much. They take time to type it. They take time to post it for you. They take time to click, to think, and click and send it to your messenger. So para sa akin, how we connect is important.
Well, it's gratifying and comforting to hear, no, na maraming nag-reach out sa inyo and you felt comforted, no? But you know, we've all realized it's so difficult these days to offer sympathy, you know. All of us have no people. We've had family members also who have passed during this pandemic. Napakahirap makiramay. That also adds to our stress, no? Na you really want to offer sympathies, you know, visit wakes, maybe attend in person. I mean, you know, attending something online or on Zoom, you know, of course it falls short from what you really want to do, you know, which is be there for that person, you know. It's actually added a lot to the grief all around.
Pero tama, Hawia. That is one aspect. Maganda yung opinion mo. Now I realize. Oo, ako kasi I have friends. Pero you know what? On my part, if we see, let us be sensitive to one another. If we see our friends, our colleagues, sick, huwag na natin hintayin. Tayo na mismo dumirekta, pumunta na agad. Me, even in my grief, I would say, how are you, friend? How are you feeling? I don't say this will be okay. Just don't forget, I'm here to listen. Let us be sensitive. I said that the social media can be a good platform to help, to heal, and to uplift one another. I just remember a good friend of mine from Channel 7 also passed away. Mm-hmm. Grabe, nabigla din ako. But you can always go to the family and connect and condole with them. Malay mo, yung message mo, makakatulong din sa kanila. So tayo mga nagsa-social media, do not forget that we also has responsibility, moral responsibility to help care for one another. Sa panahon ngayon ng COVID, ang hirap. Talaga ang hirap. Ngayon lang tayo nagbukas, di ba? Ngayon lang tayo pwedeng lumabas-labas. But it should not cut our feelings, our attitude to care for one another.
You know, some of us at GMA, you know, we went through this exercise with another professional, and yung naging advice sa amin yung, you know, sometimes it helps out of the blue na kamustahin lang ang colleagues and friends na kahit wala silang, you know, na hindi naman wala naman silang sakit, just knowing that we're all going through a struggle, no? We're all struggling through this, no? So, sabi nga sa amin, eh, kahit yun lang, nakakabigay na ng comfort, nakakatulong na in terms of our overall well-being, no? Na kinakamusta ka lang, out of the blue.
Tama yun. For maybe your hello, your kamusta, is the light that is helping someone to shine, because that light of that person is already going to stop shining. Gets, diba? You be the light to help someone whose light is going to be burned down already. Maganda. Hello, kamusta ka, friend? Malaking bagay. It's a very, very good way of saying, I care for you.
So you mentioned some coping mechanisms, yung pag-aalaga ng pets and plants, no? Yung ibang tao naman, just based on what they also post on social media, no? They're learning new skills, no? They're learning how to cook. They're cooking a lot more. I interviewed Ryan Kayabyab the other day, and sabi niya, you know, this is, the pandemic has been a time of a lot of creative production for him, dahil hindi na siya nakakalabas, so he's at home just composing songs. So sabi niya, ang dami kong na-compose na bagong awit, no? So I guess that's another way of coping with our stresses, no? Just focusing on what we're good at and trying to produce something. I guess it doesn't really matter that not all of us are geniuses, no? Just trying to create, you know, a new dish for our family, or, you know, trying to write poetry or a song. Malaking bagay na in terms of our mental well-being.
Mm, look at Love. She's good at baking. Si Love, di ba?
Oh,
because of the, di ba, of the pandemic, she was so good in baking. Tama ka. Because, you know, just like Sir Ryan, maganda din eh. Nagiging lalong lumalabas ang creative activity niya because nagkaroon siya ng more time, more space, and less pressure. And he was able to do what he loves doing. So this everyone, tama. Because wala ka masyadong pressure, you cannot go out. Especially last year, di ba? Lalo na when we were not vaccinated pa.
Now it's the holiday season, no? It's traditionally a happy time, no? But so does that mean there will be fewer mental health challenges in the next couple of weeks? Dahil, you know, we're conditioned to be happier at this time of year, no? Kahit may ganito klaseng crisis, no? I mean, you know, decoration is out, maraming ilaw sa lansangan, people are greeting each other, we're sending each other gifts. But are there hidden dangers then in terms of our mental health? What are there things that we should be watching out for kahit holiday season siya?
Before the pandemic, you know, my heaviest burden is September, October, November, boom, December. That's why I cannot travel December. Okay? If I can travel, ano lang, maganon lang. Okay? Anyway, why? Because there's such a thing as seasonal affective disorder. Why September? Because I already have very heavy booking. Because for December, many of our Filipinos are flying in for the holidays and going to meet up with their families here in the Philippines. And this caused a lot of anxiety and depression because during reunions, family members do not understand what depression is. They will say, oh, bakit hindi ka nakikiano sa mga kamag-anak mo? Don't you like to? You're so disrespectful. Not fully understanding that, hey, this person has seasonal affective disorder. These are the months na highest, anxiety and depression and suicide. Okay? Because this is the month wherein we are supposed to be happy. We are supposed to be jolly. All that's supposed to be positive, neglecting that some individuals do not feel that way. Iba naman ayun na matayan ako. Ha? Iba yun talagang may pinagdadaanan kang mental health issues. Okay? And it's added pressure to them. Before they fly, they go to the where they're supposed to go, they check in na with me. Dokali, can we have 3 sessions or 4 sessions bago kumawindang? Sure. Because the pressure is so much. That's why it's the month na talagang people are, you know, feeling that anxiousness.
So how do we prevent that? I mean, knowing that, I mean, nagulat ako because, you know, I have a conventional mindset about the holiday season na napakasayang panahon, ano? And people are seeing each other, lalo na ngayon, marami sa atin vaccinated na, so we're making plans to reconnect, no? Pero ano pala, no? It's also a very sad time for a lot of people. It's also a very stressful time.
Yes, for people who are having mental health issues. Yes. That's why nga, if we see someone sa party, lalo na sa ganyan, lalo na itong Christmas, let's not try to assume na, oops, hindi ka nag-enjoy sa party. Because that's the first thing we'll say, oh, pare, hindi ka ba nag-enjoy? Oh, pinsan, hindi ka ba natutuwa? Nakita mo si lolo't lola? That's added pressure to the person. Diba? I would like to go back to what you say. Kamusta ka? Just say, kamusta ka? Okay na yan. You don't have to conclude na, oh, pare, hindi ka ba nag-enjoy? Hindi ka ba masaya nakita si mama? Hindi ka ba masaya? No, those are added pressures. And we're not supposed to do things like this. Especially right now, for example, not only me, a lot of people also I know lost also their loved ones. Tapos we will ask them to join the party and to be the judge. Parang labo, di ba? Parang kamamatayan lang nila. Let us just be careful and sensitive. But you know, I will tell you, if you see relatives or friends in the party who you think is not enjoying, step back. It's not that they're not enjoying. Maybe they will enjoy more if you don't pound on them. Okay? Just step back. Allow them to feel. And do not tell them how to feel. Kasi iba yun, let them feel on their own than telling them this is how you should feel. Magkasama tayo family, tapos ganyan ka, lalong added pressure po yun.
Or how about seeing somebody who is not as happy as the others at a gathering, pwede bang lapitan yon and banggitin yon na parang may parang malungkot ka? Is there something you want to talk about? Pwede bang gawin yon or just wag na lang pakialaman or ignore that temptation to ask that person about what they're going through in case they're having a problem?
Sometimes less is more. Always remember, you want the person to know, eye contact, smile. Alam mo sa beauty contest, di ba tinitingnan yung smiling eyes? Smile. Just make the person understand that you know they exist, that you are there, that you care for them. No need to ask. Or you, if you want to say, oh, kumusta? Ganun. But don't conclude na hindi ka nag-enjoy, no? Kamusta? Ox ba yung food? Yan. Simple lang. But don't say, just because someone looks lonely, eh, pare, gusto mo ba mag-usap tayo? Eh, paano kung ayaw nga niya makipag-usap? Mm-hmm. Kaya nga siya pumunta, napilitan na nga lang pumunta, may pinagdadaanan na nga siya. Eh. Tapos tatakutin pa natin sa mga ganyan burdensome questions.
Okay, but how do we know if someone really needs to talk to someone and would actually appreciate that you asked him or her if something is bothering them and would they want to talk about it? Are there situations like that? And what are the signs na pwedeng lapitan, if that makes sense, in particular situations?
If the person starts talking. But if the person doesn't start talking, don't start the conversation that way. Because for after all, you do not know, we do not know where the person is coming from. And the person has all the right to talk when he is ready to talk and not to disclose when he's not ready to disclose. You know how I have clients who are with me for almost 2 months and we see each other every week. Wala siyang kinukwento. Okay lang kasi nasa TV ako kaya madami na. Pero before when I was starting, they would just like, my mom told me to come. For 2 months, every week we see each other. Wala naman siya sinasabi sa akin. Tatanungin pa anong gusto kong malaman. Sabi ko, ikaw, anong gusto mong ikwento? Wala. Just have to be patient. So when you're patient with a person, you are sharing love and care. Kasi kung hindi ka nagmahal, hindi ka marunong mag-alaga at hindi ka marunong magmahal, wala kang tiyaga na maghintay. So when you extend patience to another person, you are actually extending love and care for that person. So kamusta lang? Okay ka ba, friend? If you need to talk, ha? Alam mo number ko. Be ready with your number so you can give to the person so that the person will, makita niya, oh, talagang intention niya akong kausapin na nakaready pa siya ng pangalan niya, number niya. Why not? That makes the person feel important. And that person might want to open up to you. Maybe he or she has not found the right person.
And if someone does open up to you, I mean, most people are not mental health professionals. No? I mean, kunyari, you're just an ordinary friend. And a friend opens up to you about what's been bothering them and how they're feeling, etc. I can imagine some people, the person listening, may not know how to respond or may respond in an inappropriate way. Sometimes people will just say, kaya mo yan, or nangyari din yan sa akin eh, pero ito yung ginawa ko. Sometimes it's comparison of experiences when we know each experience is unique. I'm just wondering, do you just listen? I mean, what are the best things to say? Is there a template for that in when someone opens up nga about how sad they are, how lonely they are, you know, how stressed out they are? I'm sure we're not supposed to say kaya mo yan kasi parang minsan talaga ano eh, hirap na hirap yung tao eh, no?
So in the Bible, the Lord said, "Listen. Not listen with your ears, but listen with your heart." When you listen with your heart, mas maririnig mo yung sinasabi ng puso niya. Remember, when someone is sharing with you their problem, close your eyes, think of the spotlight, and put the spotlight facing the person and not you. Because if you put the spotlight on you, ay, anak mo, bakit ganun? Ako hindi ganun. Alam mo, iba yung experience ko. Ikaw talaga, kaya mo yan. Then the person who has a problem, hindi siya nakafocus, kundi nakafocus ka sa sarili mo. For you to understand how to respond is to always close your eyes and imagine the spotlight is not on me. The spotlight is on the person. So anything I say, anything I conclude, anything I do should be based on how the person think, how the person feel, what the person want to say, not based on what I think should be said. Remember, spotlight is not on me. The spotlight is on the person. I want to help this person. And I want to do it well by focusing on what the person is saying, what the person needs at the moment, and respecting the person's totality as a human being. By not saying, "Uy, kaya mo yan, ako ganyan na." No, comparing, why should you want to compare? The spotlight is not on you, the spotlight is on the client.
For a while, you know, months after this pandemic began, nauso yung salitang languish. No? The writers started using it as a way of describing what most people are experiencing, no? It's a little bit more than existing, but it's not thriving, no? It's languishing, no? How do we get out of that? And what do you think of that word, by the way? Anong understanding niyo from kind of a mental health point of view? Ano bang ibig sabihin ng languishing? And is that a big problem when you feel like you're languishing?
Duh. Ganyan. Duh. What's new? May bago pa ba? Wala naman eh. Bagong virus na naman. Booster na naman. Languishing. Mm-hmm. Parang wala. You're not thriving. Diba? Nandiyan ka lang, naka-standstill. This is the big word they said for this year sa psychology field. Because you know, with the in and out of the virus, people can go in, cannot go out, and people can, you know, can take off their mask, cannot take off their mask, can take off their face shield, can... Naguguluhan na talagang tao. And for all, you know, our body system, okay, our body clock, our behavior. You know, people are not good with dealing with crisis. Our brain is not wired to deal with crisis. Asap agad, ha? Okay? So dumating na ito, 1 year mahigit. So, hindi makausog, hindi makaabate, nandyan lang yan. Para sa akin, the best thing and how to deal with languishing is to put a stop. If you're in the computer, that's why it's very important. If you have screen time, ako, if I am conscious, I know I'm working for more than 1 hour or 2 hours, stand up, take a break, go away from your desk for a few minutes. That's the best way to help you against feeling languishing. Para pagbalik ka, refresh the mind mo, nakainom ka na, kumain ka na, at least you have new ideas. Hindi ka stuck. Because if you stuck, you stay there for long hours, you will get stuck. And if you get stuck, languishing ka na. Ay, naku, ito na naman ako. Ang dami kong ginawa. Hindi naman matapos-tapos trabaho ko. Why don't you break it into small pieces? Maliliit na time mo. You take breaks. Sabi nga nila, hindi ka makakatapos. Sabi ni Nino, makakatapos ka rin. You just need break time. Kaya nga importante, break time eh. Kaya nung elementary ako, sinasabi ko nga sa teacher ko, Mom, recess time na. Diba? Not knowing I'll be a psychologist. But you know, break times are very good because it allows you to pause, to be refreshed. And if you drink water, then water is oxygen for your brain. Why not?
Are mental health challenges these days affecting particular demographics more, particular demographic groups? It can be age groups, or it can be people, let's say, living in maybe cities as opposed to rural areas that are more open. May findings na ba tungkol doon? I have a personal interest in this because I have a 19-year-old son who started college during the pandemic and has not seen his classmates or professors in person. Everything happens on a screen, no? And I can't imagine being in college that way, no? I had a normal college life, no? And it just seems so abnormal for him, but it doesn't seem to bother him that much, eh. Parang I think people his age kind of expected a big part of their lives already online. So I don't know. Or maybe they're just better at hiding the mental health challenges.
Actually, the youth nowadays, they're very vocal and very bold to speak about their mental health. Hindi sila problema kung kausap. The millennials are. Sila hindi. Okay? The reason if you can see the youth nowadays, mas nakaka-catch sila. Kasi sa totoo, number one, ang galing naman nila sa social media. Di ba? Number two, sa totoo din lang, they at that age, they are really very flexible. Hindi sila pa ganyang ka-demanding. Okay? So, mas nakaka-adjust sila. Ngayon, ang sino, syempre, I would say mga affected, yung mga natatanggal sa trabaho. Di ba? Sila ang pinaka-affected talaga. When I see the commercial, you know, hirap na hirap sila. Sila ang affected talaga. And of course, the ones watching them, us, di ba? Maski tayo, in business also, our business is terribly affected. Imagine you pay the salary for almost 2 years ng tao with no work, di ba? So how? You really have to get it from your own pocket already because you cannot just tell them they have no job because, you know, cannot be. So who are affected? I think everyone. But the youth nowadays, they are bold to speak up some mental health. In fact, many of them are the one that comes out and reach out to me. They would look for me. Ang galing nila. They will search me up and they would know I'm the real one. Diba? Wala pala akong fake account. Kaya Ganun na nga. So, they would reach out and ask for help. Pero yung mga kabataan, huwag ka mag-alala. Hindi din sila masyado mag-a-adjust. Lalo na face-to-face. Nandyan na yung social interaction nila. Nandyan na yung magkikita sila. Hindi sila ganyan kahirap. Hindi naman sinasabing hindi. Hindi sila ganyan kahirap mag-adjust. Unlike the seniors na maraming hindi pwede. Sila kasi, tech savvy sila. Kayang-kaya nila internet. Kayang-kaya nila. Kaya nila mag-chat. So, hindi sila ganyan kagrabe. Although na-affected din sila. Kasi seeing their parents lost their job, seeing their parents, you know, don't know what to do, seeing their lola, lolo got sick, di ba? Our kasama sa Channel 7, di ba? Father niya, si Sean, got sick, di ba? Nandyan eh. They are affected also, but yung mga kabataan ngayon, they easily bounce back because of their resiliency factor.
When the pandemic started, I started also reading about PTSD, you know, because I had friends and colleagues going through, I guess, the equivalent of post-traumatic stress disorder, or I don't know how I should have been interpreting it, no? That's why I was also reading up on it. But then that led me to reading about a less known aspect of psychology, yung post-traumatic growth naman, ano? Yung flip side, I guess, of PTSD, you know? And then, according to what I was reading, PTG or post-traumatic growth is actually more common than PTSD, you know? Meaning, people actually derive some benefit in the long run, I guess, more in the long run, from traumatic crises like the one we're living through, you know? But you have to process it, no? But how easy is it to achieve post-traumatic growth? We're living through a trauma. We're living through a crisis that's affecting not just our health, but so many, almost everything about our lives, no? How do we process this so we come out better persons?
Number one nandyan, the word there is you have to be intentional. Okay, you have to be intentional wanting to grow from that painful experience. Remember, we all have a choice. We reap the result of the choices we made, di ba? Some people would rather wallow in self-pity and always blame their parents because their parents brought them out like this instead of improving on themselves. Yes, I think it's not because resiliency nila mas mataas. Maybe, okay, mataas ang resiliency factor nila. Maybe, faith nila mataas, but the thing is may motivation to improve from a sad state to a positive state. There is the intention and wanting to do it. Kasi you can always have the intention of just blaming. But the growth is ikaw yun. You have to want to grow. You have to be intentionally to make yourself grow. It's really a process. A very hard but a very courageous process to do.
I just got this message from one of my colleagues who joined us for this session. And I guess this is a common experience or question, you know. She wants to know how best to deal with overthinking about just daily tasks, feeling overwhelmed by daily tasks, and you know, just this general anxiety about just getting things done, no? What can she do?
You know, being a professional doesn't exempt me from not feeling, huh? I posted that also on my Facebook. Being a professional does not exempt me from feeling pain, from feeling all of this. When my husband died, of course, suddenly, wala eh, okay? He was my ex-husband, so talagang wala. Ni password, wala kang alam. Business, wala kang alam. And then, of course, that gets me to worry and to overthink. Oh, of course. I learned something from my daughter. She told me, Ma, you're always crying and you're always thinking on what to do. If you do that, will the problem go away in 12 hours? I said, no. She says, Mom, why don't you think of it this way? If what you are thinking, if the problem will not be solved in 12 hours, shift, let it go. Move forward because you still have other issues to focus on. So it's nice, no? The thing that you can control and the things that you have no control. If you are thinking of things, put it in the palm of your hands, the right and the left. Things I cannot control and things I can control. Things I cannot control, throw it away. Waste of your time, waste of your energy, precious energy. But things I have control, this is what I will focus on doing. because this is where my energy should be. This is where I will grow. This is where I will be productive. Because if you keep on thinking and thinking, overthinking mind is also not healthy, because that might lead to depression. So always think of your two hands. If you're overthinking again, put up your two hands. Things I can control, things I cannot control. Where are you putting this thought? Control, you can control or cannot. You cannot let it go. Again, I said, letting it go doesn't mean you are a loser. In fact, it makes you a very courageous person to learn to let go of things you cannot and have no control of.
Good advice. When should people seek professional help? Are there signs when, you know, it may not be enough to pray or to take care of plants or do the things that we normally do to relax or to help ourselves? No, there are issues and concerns where we really need professionals to give us advice and to kind of guide us through a process.
When it is already affecting you in your daily routine, when it is affecting you and your relationship with your loved ones, and when you know this is already not helpful but harmful, do not hesitate to seek professional help. Kasi ibang tao, they think, no, I don't want to go to a professional, mahal. Hindi. Tutulungan ka namin. Call us up. Either you call up 700 Club or you call up the Psychological Association of the Philippines. We're ready to help. You can also go and call the Philippine Guidance Counseling Association. There's so many people who will help. In there's a group in Cebu, Kauban, who helps depressed people. Very, very strong and moving very strongly in Visayas and Mindanao. Now they're hooking up with Bohol. Okay, there are people. We are not expensive. There are groups that can help you grow. There are groups that can help, that can assist you with what you're going through. The Natasha Goldborn Foundation is a very good place also to call, diba? So do not worry. Hindi kami mahal. Hindi kami lahat mahal. Kasi minsan, I gave pro bono. Okay? So please, what I care for you, not how much you pay me, but I care for you because I want you to be alive and okay, because I want one soul saved. And that's why I value your life. Seek professional help. Kaya, kayang-kaya mo yan, gawain mo lang. Do not disconnect from us. Connect with us.
Sometimes it's not just the cost that stops people from seeking professional help. It's the stigma, no?
Yes.
And I guess that's why traditionally also in our country, mental health has been neglected. No, I mean, just want to share. I was an early COVID patient. No, and I got good medical care in the hospital. But to be honest, I went through like mental and emotional issues. I was all alone, thinking that I was, I was not going to live, etc. No, and I had no one really to talk to. Even the nurses and doctors didn't want to stay long because they were afraid, etc. No, I noticed there was no mental health services for that kind of patient. No, parang it seemed like the healthcare system just cared about providing you with drugs and, you know, medical treatment for the actual disease, but not kind of the collateral damage in terms of your mental health and your emotional well-being. And I know that's also connected to physical health and physical recovery, right? Your morale, etc. But now that there's more attention, no, and people are talking more openly about it, and people like you are being interviewed more frequently, has it become less stigmatized? Your mental health challenges, people who seek mental health counseling, etc. Has that become less stigmatized? You notice now that stress and anxiety have become a more universal experience.
First, let me make it clear. When I heard about you, I wanted to reach out to you. I just don't know how. Why? Because that's what I do. During the early stages of pandemic, I was so busy because there are also hospitals, institutions, a lot of institutions, LGOs, sudden surge, diba? At that time, some requested me to do online with their people na naka-isolate at lahat nasa hospital. I would do that video with them and check on how they are. Okay? Nagkataon siguro, some do not know it can be done. But it was very possible because those were the times I was really so busy. Minsan yung kain ko na nga alangan because there is this whole group of hospital people that are naka-COVID that I have to go to the Zoom meeting with them. And then after that, meron na naman dito. So from Luzon, Visayas, Mindanao, and to Zamboanga, I have been going on doing this. But you know what? I mentioned kanina, I like the youth today, the I generation, because they are the one that really reach out and look for mental health professionals to help them. They are not afraid to be stigmatized. Hindi sila takot sa ganyan. Misali, by the way, I'm not doctora because I didn't finish my PhD. So are you? Yes, I am. You deal with depression? Yes, I do. I am right now depressed. Okay, let's talk. If I cannot talk to them, I tell them, right now I'm busy right now, but can you please call this number? I'll give them a number to call. See to it that someone listens to them. Meron, nagkataon lang siguro during the pandemic, may mga taong hindi aware. I know a lot of professionals also are busy doing Zoom meeting, Zoom in and out nga with institutions that are quarantine, yung mga tao, mga LGO, meron. Meron. And stigmatized right now because people talk more about depression, overthinking, anxiety, mas nagiging open ang tao. And of course, with TV shows like that, you're educating the public. You're doing psychoeducation to the public. Now they are aware. Yung iba, after watching, I forgot, Jessica Soho, now they told me, so Kali, now I know pala, iba pala ang overthinking, iba pang depression. Aba, where did you know, find out? They watching TV. So I really admire TV shows that really know, go for that. Because you are not only helping our people, you're helping them to be aware, and you are doing psychoeducation for them to know that, oops, iba pala ito. And if, the more you allow, you talk about it, even on your radio program, even if the more you talk about it, the more you bring it out, the more it makes us easier to talk and to be open with one another. Yes, I think para sa akin, na, kasi I get thank you sa exposure sa TV and sa media because I get more people now opening up and talking about their issues.
So you've called yourself a life coach, no? Aside from being a psychology professional, how is being a life coach different from other types of coaching, and when does one need life coaching?
Kadalasan ang life coaching ginagamit kasi sa ano eh, sa trabaho, professional. You got may issue ka sa workplace mo. Life coaching is understanding your problem now, okay? And then moving forward. It's coaching you to move forward. Unlike psychology, we try to understand your problem, where you're coming from, how it's helping you, how it's affecting you, how you're going to deal. Iba, on a clinical perspective, ang psychologist, lahat kinakalkal namin eh. But life coaching, pag-usapan natin problema mo ngayon, okay, etong problema mo, pag-usapan natin anong solusyon. Hindi na nila dinudwell yung clinical aspect. Unlike kami, saan nang galing ito? May childhood trauma ba ito? May childhood ano ba ito? Ano ito? Ito ba? Eh, abuse victim ba? Ito ba? Ano? Ito ba? Eh, bipolar? Ito ba? Ganon yun eh. But life coaching is simpler. Your issue, let's find a solution. Yun. That's the difference. Psychiatrists, they give medication, which I don't. I'm a psychologist.
You've been so generous with your time. So maraming salamat and great advice, not just for coping, but for living. Ms. Ali, thank you for the life lessons. Coach, mabuhay po kayo.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone. And stay safe. And remember, stay safe.
If you need to talk to someone, call the National Center for Mental Health Hotline, 1553, or call their mobile number, 0917-899-USAP or USAP. Or try this number, 0917-899-8727.
This episode with Ms. Ali Gi was produced by Meg Pamiloza and Chan Salvador and edited by J.R. Magtoto with the wonderful people at GMA News and Public Affairs Digital. Thank you for staying until the very end of the podcast. And remember, it's okay to have the holiday blues. And if you see someone going through the blues, don't tell them how to feel. Just smile, ask them how they are, and listen. Merry Christmas, everyone. Mabuhay kayo at ingat lagi.